Welcome to session number 3 on the foundations of faith.
Yang sumping di sesi anu katilu ngeunaan dasar-dasar iman.
The subject that we're covering are so important.
Inti nu baris dibahas penting pisan.
That we must give them our utmost attention.
Kituna urang kedah marhatoskeun.
These are not side issues.
Daya inti nu teu penting.
They're the pillars upon which our faith rests.
Inti eta mangrupi tihang di mana urang nyarande iman.
We've talked about the Bible being the word of God.
Urang atos ngabahas kenaan kitab suci nya eta dawuhan Allah.
We talked about the Trinity.
Urang ge tos nyarioskeun ngeunaan Allah Tritunggal.
We talked about the deity of Jesus Christ.
Urang ge tos nyarioskeun ngeunaan kailahian Yesus Kristus.
We talked about the fallen state of mankind.
Sareng urang parantos nyarioskeun ngeunaan kaayaan manusia tigebrus kana dosa.
And we ended last time by sharing what God has done to redeem mankind to himself.
Waktos nu kalangkung ngareng sekeunana ngalangkungan naon anu ku Allah dipidamel kanggo nebus manusia.
He sent his only begotten son to be a ransom for us.
Mantenang ngirimkeun putrana nu tunggal kanggo janten tebusan urang sadaya.
The Bible says there is no other means of salvation.
Alkitab nyarioskeun teu aya cara sanes kanggo kasalametan.
Religion does not save people.
Agama mah teu nyelametkeun jalmi rea.
Religious works do not save people.
Sagala pola nu dilakukeun agama teu tiasa nyelametkeun jalmi.
But faith in the Son of God does save people.
Namung iman ka putra Allah nu baris nyelametkeun.
Look with me in your Bible in the Gospel of John chapter 14 and verse 6.
Mangatingali kitab suci dina Injil Yohanes 14 ayat 6.
We're reading from John's Gospel, the 14th chapter and the 6th verse.
Urang nujung ngaos Injil Yohanes pasal 14 ayat 6.
Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Balar Yesus, kami anu jadi jalana, kayatian jeung hirup, kusabab eta, lamun teu ngaliwatan kami, pamahalang bisa datang karama.
Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life.
Yesus nyarios, yen anjeunna teh, jalan kayatian jeung hirup.
And he said, no one comes to the Father except through him.
Anjeunna nyarios pamuhalan aya anu bisa datang karama mun teu ngaliwatan jeung.
If we believe anything that Jesus said, we must believe that.
Pami urang percantan kana naon wae anu dicaroskeun ku Yesus, urang kedah leres percaya.
There are not many ways to God.
Teu seueur jalan kanggo ka Allah.
There is one way to God.
Mun aya hiji jalan ka Allah.
Through Jesus Christ.
Ngalangkungan Yesus Kristus.
I remember when I first heard the gospel.
Abdi emut waktos mimitian ngadangu Injil.
I was a very confused young man.
Abdi teh hiji budak ngora anu kabingungan.
I had many ideas running through my head.
Abdi seueur gagasan.
And I remember telling a young Christian man one time.
Abdi emut waktu eta abdi nyarios sareng saurang pamegat Kristen.
He said, "Well, I understand what you're telling me about Jesus."
Abdi ngartos kana naon anu kusadaya dicarioskeun ka abdi ngeunaan Yesus.
But certainly there's many ways to God.
Tapi tos pasti seueur jalan kanggo ka Allah.
Jesus is just one pathway to God.
Yesus menghiji jalan kanggo ka Allah.
He said, "You're mistaken."
Walerna sadar tepat.
He said, "The Bible says Jesus is the only way."
Anjeunna ngajelaskeun kitab suci nyareskeun Yesus teh ngan hiji-hijina jalan.
Jesus claimed to be the only way.
Yesus nyebatkeun anjeunna teh hiji-hijina jalan.
Do we believe him?
Nah, urang percanten ka anjeunna.
It shocked me when he told me that.
Tos manehna nyareos kitu abdi ngaros rewel.
But I needed to understand that in order to be saved.
Tapi abdi kedah ngartos sabaraha tiasa diselametkeun.
The Apostle Peter was preaching away on the day of Pentecost.
Rasul Petrus nuju khotbah di dinten Pentakosta.
Actually, a few days after Pentecost.
Salresna mah sababaraha dinten sabarantos Pentakosta.
He said, "Neither is there salvation in any other name."
Kaslametan teu aya di saha wae salian ti di mantenna.
For there is no other name under heaven.
Jawab di kolong langit teu aya nami sanes.
Given to men.
Dipasihkeun ka manusa.
Whereby we must be saved.
Nu ku anjeunna urang baris dislametkeun.
He said, "The name of Jesus."
Anjeunna nyaros nami Yesus.
Is the only way to salvation.
Nu nganteur kaslametan.
No other name.
Daya nami sanes.
No other way.
Daya cara sanes.
We believe that salvation is provided through Jesus Christ.
Urang percanten kasalametan ngalangkungna Yesus Kristus.
And that it is by grace through faith.
Sareng ku carana anugrah ku iman.
Not of works.
Sanes ku pamolah nu hade.
Look with me in Ephesians chapter 2.
Mangga urang tingali dina Efesus pasal 2.
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
Efesus pasal 2 ayat 8 dugi ke 8.
It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, And not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Aranjeuna percaya sarta diselametkeun. Eta kulantaran sih karunia bae, lain beunang sorangan.
Not of works, lest anyone should boast.
Lain beunang ikhtiar aranjeun sorangan, ulah boga angkuhan kitu.
You are not saved by being good.
Rerek teu diselametkeun ku jalaran janten jalmi hade.
You're not saved by passing out Christian literature.
Ku cara ngabagikeun awasan Kristen.
You're not saved by church attendance.
Ku cara hadir di ibadah gereja.
You're not saved by joining a church.
Ku cara janten anggota gereja.
You're not saved through your giving.
Beda hasil saderek nyelira.
You're not saved by being baptized in water.
Ku cara dibaptis selam.
But we believe in all of those things.
Namun urang percaya kana hal eta.
We believe in water baptism.
Urang percaya perkawis baptisan selam.
We believe in giving and being generous.
Perlu balaba sareng semea.
We believe in attending church.
Ngiringan ibadah di gereja.
But those are outward evidences of salvation.
Namun eta mung buktos lahiriah ti kasalametan.
But none of those works in themselves will save you.
Tapi teu aya nu baris nyelametkeun saderek.
Those are things that a person that has been saved does.
Eta mung hal-hal anu dilakukeun ku nutos percaya.
I came from a very bad background.
Abdi dilahirkeun tina latar kulawarga nu awon.
I lived a life of drugs and alcohol.
Abdi nginum narkotika sareng alkohol.
And I was gloriously saved by Jesus Christ.
Abdi bunga parantos diselametkeun ku Yesus Kristus.
He changed my life.
Mantena ngarubih hidup abdi.
Oh, how I needed salvation.
Kacida abdi meriogikeun kasalametan.
My wife was much different than me.
Beja abdi benten sareng abdi.
She didn't have the past lifestyle like mine.
Tegaduh latar kahirupan saproso abdi.
She was a very good person.
Anjeunna teh sareng istri nu hade pisan.
She graduated with top honors in her university.
Lulus ti perguruan tinggi nilai nu pangsaena sareng dipihormat.
She didn't take drugs or drink alcohol.
Anjeunna teh nginum narkotika atau alkohol.
And one day she was thinking, God, what have you done for me?
Anjeunna nuju ngemutan, Gusti, naon kanggo abdi?
I listened to my husband's testimony and you've changed him.
Abdi ngadangu kasaksian sareng anjeunna parantos ngarubihna.
But I never did all those bad things he did.
Tapi abdi teu ngalakukeun nu awon saproso anjeunna.
And the Lord spoke to her heart.
Sareng pangeran nyarios dina lebet hatena.
He said, you were just as dead.
Mantena nyarios anjeun oge maos sarua jiga manehna.
You were just as separated from God as he was.
Anjeun oge misah ti Allah siga manehna.
She needed to be saved just as much as I needed to be saved.
Manehna oge perlu diselametkeun sarua saperti abdi nu perlu diselametkeun.
Her good lifestyle didn't bring salvation to her.
Cara hirupna nu hade teu ngadatangkeun kasalametan ka dirina sorangan.
Her faith in Jesus did.
Iman ka Yesus nyelametkeunana.
Look with me in the book of Acts chapter 10.
Mangga urang tingali Rasul-rasul pasal 10.
We're going to be reading in Acts chapter 10 verses 1 through 6.
Mangga aos Rasul-rasul pasal 10 ayat 1 dugi ka 6.
Says there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment.
Di negeri Caesarea aya hiji opsir pasukan Itali ngaranna Cornelius.
A devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always.
Lampahade getol tapakur ajri ka Allah katut ka sakeluargana jeung mindeng mere derma ka bangsa Yahudi.
About the ninth hour of the day he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius.
Dina hiji sore kira-kira wanci pukul 3 aya malaikat nembongan ka anjeunna bari nyaur Cornelius.
And when he observed him he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God.
Kieun oge Cornelius ngawalon bari neuteup. Aya pikeresan naon Gusti waler malaikat? Doa maneh geus nepi ka hadirat Allah anu geus meunang syafaatna.
Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon whose surname is Peter.
Berani tahan jelema ka Yofa, angkir jalma anu ngaranna Simon nu katelah Petrus.
He is lodging with Simon, a tanner whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do.
Ayeuna keur aya tukang ngawidang kulit ngaranna Simon, pernahna di sisi laut, geus kitu malaikat mulih.
As the story progresses, Peter came and preached Christ to them.
Tamtawis kitu Petrus dongkap sareng khotbah ngeunaan Kristus.
Cornelius and his household believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Cornelius sareng saeusi bumina percanten di lebet Gusti Yesus Kristus.
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Aranjeunna dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
They were baptized in water.
Aranjeunna dibaptis selam.
And we come to the 11th chapter of the book of Acts.
Petrus urang dugi kana pasal 11 di lebet kitab Rasul-rasul.
And Peter is relating to people.
Petrus nuju nyarios sareng jalmi-jalmi ngeunaan.
What happened with the household of Cornelius?
Naon kajantenna di bumi Cornelius?
Look with me in Acts chapter 11, verse 13.
Mangga urang tingali sasarengan dina Kisah Para Rasul 11 ayat 13.
And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, "Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter."
Pribumi nyaritakeun yen geus kasumpingan malaikat ngadeg di imahna, nimbalan yen kudu nitah jelema ka Yopa, ngangkir Simon nu katelah Petrus.
Verse 14 goes on to say, "Who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved?"
Ayat 14, "Kieu anu bakal nungtun maraneh sakeluarga kana jalan pisalameteun."
Now, in relating the story, Peter said the angel told Cornelius to send for him.
Ayeuna dina hubunganana sareng cariosana eta, Petrus nyarioskeun malaikat mewarang Cornelius mapageun anjeunna.
So Peter could preach to him.
Jadi Petrus tiasa khotbah ka anjeunna.
And Cornelius could be saved.
Sareng Cornelius tiasa diselametkeun.
Because Cornelius was not saved.
Cornelius teu acan diselametkeun.
That's why Peter had to come and preach to him.
Tunaon Petrus dongkap sareng khotbah ka anjeunna.
Think about Cornelius for a moment.
Ngeunaan Cornelius sakedap.
The Bible says he was a devout man.
Yen anjeunna teh saurang nu saleh.
The Bible says he feared God.
Yen anjeunna teh taat ka Allah.
The Bible says he gave generously.
Yen anjeunna teh hade lampah.
The Bible says he prayed regularly.
Yen anjeunna teh sok ngadoa.
But he was not saved.
Namun anjeunna teh diselametkeun.
He was a religious man.
Anjeunna teh saurang nu gaduh agama.
But he was not saved.
Namun anjeunna teh acan diselametkeun.
Even at the time when the angel appeared to him in a vision.
Atos malaikat nembongan ka anjeunna di lebet.
He was still not saved.
Anjeunna masih teu acan diselametkeun.
Having a spiritual vision did not save him.
Gaduhan titingalian rohani teu tiasa nyalametkeun anjeunna.
He needed to hear the gospel to be saved.
Anjeunna periogi ngadangu Injil kanggo diselametkeun.
There are many people in the world that are very religious.
Seueur jalmi nu taat ngajalankeun agama.
They are devout in their beliefs.
Anjeunna satia kana kayakinan.
They're generous in their giving.
Anjeunna sameah dina masihan.
They pray many times a day.
Nah, doa sabaraha kali dina sadinten.
But they're not saved.
Tapi aranjeunna teu acan diselametkeun.
Salvation does not come through good works.
Kaselamatan teu tiasa ku kalakuan hade.
It comes through faith in Christ.
Eta tiasa ku iman di lebet Kristus.
Men are saved by hearing words.
Diselametkeun pada ngadangu dauhan Allah.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:21.
Alkitabnya reskeun hiji Korintus hiji ayat 21.
That it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching.
Alangi dina nyalametkeun aranjeun nu percanten.
To save them that believe.
Karana bodona nguarkeun Injil.
This is the method God has chosen to bring salvation to the lost.
Nya ieu cara Allah kanggo nyanda kaslametan kanu laleungit.
Hearing the gospel preached.
Cara ngadangukeun Injil anu dicarioskeun.
And believing what we hear.
Sareng percanten kana naon ngudangukeunana.
We do not work for.
Urang teu kedah usaha kanggo hal eta.
It is by grace through faith.
Kumargi anugrah ngalangkungan iman.
We must tell people that the precious blood of Jesus has been shed.
Urang kedah masihan terang jalmi-jalmi yen geti Yesus anu awis parantos dikucurkeun.
To wash away all of their sins.
Kanggo ngumbah sadaya dosa aranjeun.
And that salvation is a gift being freely offered.
Sareng kasalametannya eta pamasihan anu ditawiskeun sareng cuma-cuma.
How is that gift received?
Kuma pamasihan eta tiasa ditampi.
We know from the verses we've looked at.
Urang terang tina ayat-ayat.
That it's by faith.
Eta teh ditampi ngalangkungan iman.
But there is something that must precede saving faith.
Amun aya salah sahiji anu miheuleun iman nya eta nyalametkeun.
What could it be?
Naon eta teh?
A repentant heart.
Hate nu parantos bertobat.
Look with me in Mark's Gospel chapter 1 and verse 15.
Tingali dina Injil Markus pasal 1 ayat 15.
Mark chapter 1 and verse 15.
Markus 1 ayat 15.
Jesus is speaking here.
Yesus nunjuknya ras di dia.
And saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel."
Saurna, kiwari tepi kawanci, kerajaan Allah beres ngandeg, gerak reling, sing percaya ka Injil.
Jesus said repentance comes before believing.
Yesus nyeres pertobatan ti payun sadayana percanten.
Turn with me to Luke's Gospel, the 24th chapter.
Mangga buka Injil Lukas pasal 24.
We're going to be reading from Luke 24 verses 46 through 47.
Raos Injil Lukas 24 ayat 46 dugi ka 47.
Again, these are the words of Jesus.
Didioge ayat carisan Yesus.
He said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day."
Geus dituliskeun, Kristus kudu nandangan eta kabeh dina poe nu katilu guga deui di antara nu paraeh.
And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
Jeung deui kalayan asmana, pertobatan jeung pengampunan dosa kudu diwawarkeun ka sagala bangsa mimiti ti Yerusalem.
Jesus said we should preach two things to all nations.
Yesus nyaros urang kedah ngawetbahkeun dua hal ka sakabeh bangsa.
Repentance,
pertobatan,
and remission of sins.
Pengampunan dosa-dosa.
We must tell people their sins have been washed away through the blood of Jesus.
Urang kedah masihan terang jalmi-jalmi yen dosa-dosa aranjeuna parantos diwasuh ku getih Yesus.
But they must first be willing to repent in order to receive what he's done.
Tapi ngawitanana aranjeuna kedah tobat heula kanggo nampi naon anu parantos dipidamel ku anjeuna.
On the day of Pentecost when Peter preached,
dina dinten Pentekosta waktos Petrus khotbah,
it says the people's hearts were pierced.
Dicarioskeun yen hate jalmi-jalmi teh ngaraos sedih.
They said, "What must we do?"
Tarosna naon nu kedah dipidamel?
The first thing Peter said to them was repent.
Jawab Petrus nu kahiji, geura tobat.
And then be baptized for the remission of sin.
Dibaptis kanggo pangampunan dosa.
Repentance is an inward change of heart.
Pertobatannya teh hiji perubahan di lebet hate urang.
Resulting in an outward change of direction.
Mengakibatkan perubahan di luar ka arah nu sae.
It is a willingness to turn away from a lifestyle of sin.
Ia mangrupi tekad pikeun malik tina gaya hirup nu pinuh ku dosa.
And embrace God's way of salvation.
Sareng nyepeng kana jalan kaselamatan Allah.
Some people are not saved.
Beberapa urang teu diselamatkeun.
Not because they haven't heard the gospel.
Kana sepeda teu ngadangu Injil.
But because they're not willing to let go of their sin.
Tapi kulantaran aranjeuna teu hoyong miceun dosa.
You must be willing to change your life.
Saderek kedah hoyong ngarubi hirup saderek.
Once there is a repentant heart,
sakali wae aya hate anu tobat,
the gift of salvation can be received.
Anugerah kaselamatan tiasa ditampi.
Turn with me to Romans chapter 10 and we'll find out how salvation is received.
Mangga urang buka Roma pasal 10 sareng urang tiasa mendakan kumaha kaselamatan anu ditampi.
There are many people throughout the world who are sorry for their lifestyle but don't know how to change.
Terjalmi nu kaduhung pada cara hirupna, teu terangeun cara ngarobihna.
They would be willing to let go of the things they do if they only knew how.
Maranina hoyong miceun hal nu dilakukeun upami terang kumaha carana.
They won't know if we don't preach the gospel to them.
Teu terangeun upami urang henteu masihan terang warta Injil.
Look with me in Romans chapter 10 verses 8 through 10.
Mangga urang tingali Roma pasal 10 ayat 8 dugi ka 10.
But what does it say, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach.
Kumaha atuh panganita deet bae, ngukirina biwirna teh dina hate, iman anu diwawarkeun ku simkuring.
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Sabab upama biwir ngaku yen Yesus teh Gusti ning Gusti tur percaya yen anjeuna ku Allah geus digugakeun tinu maraot tan wade urang diganyar kaselametan.
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Percaya teh ku hate ngalantarankeun diangkeun bener, ngaku ku bibir anu ngalantarankeun urang diselametkeun.
This tells us how to be saved.
Masih anterang urang carana diselametkeun.
You may be listening right now.
Darek panginten ayeuna ngadangukeun.
And your heart has cried out to know God.
Karengate saderek ngajerit hoyong kenal ka Allah.
You've wanted to change your life.
Saderek hoyong ngarobi hirup saderek.
But nothing has worked.
Teu tiasa.
If you're willing to give your life to God.
Pamisa saderek hoyong masihan hirup saderek ka Allah.
And turn away from sin.
Jarang ngabalik ti dosa.
The Bible says this.
Kitab suci nyaroskeun kieu.
If you believe in your heart, God raised Jesus from the dead.
Yen Allah ngabangkitkeun Yesus di antara nu maraos.
If you confess Him with your mouth as Lord,
upami sadarek ngangkeun ku bibir yen Yesus teh pangeran,
you will be saved.
Anjeun bari sislametkeun.
The word Lord means master.
Pangeran hartosna bos.
It means Jesus, I give you control of my life.
Ieu hartosna Yesus, abdi masihkeun kadali hirup abdi.
I'm not going to try and run my life any longer.
Abdi teu hoyong usaha kanggo hirup abdi ku cara nyalira.
I yield my life to you.
Abdi masihkeun hirup abdi ka marangan anjeun.
When a person does that and believes it from their heart,
waktu saurang ngalakukeunana, sareng percanten,
the Holy Spirit comes upon them and changes them.
Roh Kudus bari salebet kana hatena sareng ngarobi.
Literally, the spirit inside is regenerated.
Cara harapiah roh nu dilebet dirobih deui.
Which the Bible calls salvation or being born again.
Dina Alkitab nyebatkan keselamatan atapi dilahirkan deui.
The Bible tells a story about a man named Nicodemus.
Alkitab nyeroskeun hiji carita ngeunaan saurang pamegat nu namina Nicodemus.
It's found in John chapter 3.
Ya kenging dilebet Yohanes pasal 3.
Nicodemus came to Jesus at night.
Nicodemus dongkap nepangan Yesus di waktu wengi.
And he began to question him.
Rangajeuna mimiti nanya ka mantena.
And Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again."
Yesus nyeroskeun Nicodemus, "Maneh kudu dilahirkeun deui."
Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Upami teu dilahirkeun deui manehna moal bisa nempo kerajaan Allah.
Nicodemus didn't understand.
Nicodemus teu ngartos.
He said, "Do I have to go on my mother's womb and be born again?"
Anjeunna nyarios. Nah, tiasa lebet ka kandungan sareng dilahirkeun deui.
What do you mean, Jesus?
Naon maksudna Yesus?
Jesus said, "Nicodemus."
Yesus nyarios. Nicodemus.
You don't understand.
Anjeun teu ngarti kana hal ieu.
And you're a teacher in Israel.
Sedangkeun anjeun teh salah sahiji pengajar Israel.
There are some spiritual leaders.
Aya sabaraha pamimpin rohani.
That do not understand this.
Teu ngarti hal ieu.
That they are religious people.
Aranjeunna teh jalmi-jalmi tos gaduh agama.
But they've not found Christ as Savior.
Tapi aranjeunna teu acan mendakan Kristus sareng ku juru salamet.
Jesus explained what he meant.
Yesus ngajelaskeun naon maksudna.
He said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh."
Ieu nu dilahirkeun ti daging nyaeta daging.
"That which is born of the spirit is spirit."
Nu dilahirkeun ti roh nyaeta roh.
"Don't be surprised," I said, "you must be born."
Ulah heran kami nyarita ka maraneh kudu dilahirkeun deui.
"The new birth has to do with a change of your spirit."
Dilahirkeun deui nyaeta kudu ngaliwatan robahna roh.
"You were created in the image of God."
Kareak diciptakeun nurutkeun gambar Allah.
Jesus said, "God is a spirit."
Yesus ngandikaeun Allah eta roh.
"They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth."
Aranjeunna nu nyembah Allah kedah nyembahna teh dilebet roh sareng babeneran.
If God is a spirit,
upami Allah nya eta roh,
and we're made in His image,
sareng urang diciptakeun nurutkeun gambar Allah,
then we're spirit being.
Urang we kalebet makhluk roh.
"I live inside of this body."
Abdi hirup dina badan ieu.
"But this body is not me."
Namung dina badan abdi sanes abdi.
"I'm in here."
Abdi aya dilebetna.
"You are in your body right now."
Saderek oge aya dilebet badan saderek.
"One day you lay your body down."
Hiji waktu saderek baris ngegoler.
"And it will go back to the earth."
Badan bakal balik jadi tanah.
"But you will live forever."
Tapi saderek bakal hirup langgeng.
"You're a spirit being."
Saderek nyata makhluk roh.
"And it's that person on the inside."
Sareng jalmi eta aya dilebetna.
"That I'm talking to."
Anu nuju ku abdi dicarioskeun.
"It's that person on the inside that must be born again."
Jalmi nu dilebetna teh anu kedah dilahirkeun deui.
"That person inside must receive the life of God."
Jalmi nu di jero tadi kedah nampi kahirupan Allah.
"When a person accepts Jesus Christ."
Waktu saurang nampi Yesus Kristus.
"And confesses Him as their Lord."
Sareng ngaku yen Yesus teh pangeran.
"They're changed on the inside."
Maranehna dirobih dilebet.
"The sin is taken out."
Dosa-dosana dikeluarkeun.
They come into a relationship with God.
Aranjeunna lebet kana hubungan sareng Allah.
That is salvation.
Eta nu disebut kasalametan.
That is being born again.
Eta nu disebut dilahirkeun deui.
It is an experience that happens.
Eta pengalaman nu kajadian.
That brings you into God's family.
Nyandak sadere ka lebet keluarga Allah.
Now all of those that have had that experience.
Ayeuna sadayana parantos ngalaman saproses carioskeun di luhur.
All people that have been born again.
Sadayana anu parantos dilahirkeun deui.
By the Spirit of God.
Ku roh Allah.
They make up the church.
Ngawujudkeun gereja.
They are called the body of Christ.
Disebut salira Kristus.
Regardless of their denomination.
Henteu ningali denominasi aranjeun.
If they have been born again.
Pami aranjeun parantos dilahirkeun deui.
If they have asked Jesus Christ into their heart.
Parantos mulut Yesus Kristus lebet kana hate.
They are saved.
Aranjeunna diselametkeun.
They are a part of the church.
Nyaeta bagian tina gereja.
The Bible says in Acts 2:47.
Kitab suci nyariaskan kisah Rasul-Rasul 2 ayat 47.
That the Lord added to the church daily.
Yang unggal-unggal dinten pangeran nambahan karena loba aranjeuna.
Such as should be saved.
Ujalmi-jalmi nu diselamatkeun.
The church is made up of all saved people.
Gereja ngawujud ti sadaya nu parantos diselamatkeun.
We're all over the world.
Urang aya di sakuliah dunya.
Wherever you're listening to this right now.
Di mana bae saderek nuju ngadangukeun ieu.
I want you to know there's people all over the world.
Abdi hoyong saderek terang yang di sakuliah dunya seur jalmi.
They're asking Jesus Christ into their lives.
Mungkin sebodos Yesus Kristus ngancik dina
hidup. And we are related.
Terang urang sadaya teh saderek atrapi wargi.
We are in the family of God.
Urang aya di lebet keluarga Allah.
We may not agree on every minor doctrinal point.
Urang panginten teu satuju kana hal-hal nu alit dina poko-poko doktrin.
But if we're truly born again,
tapi urang bener-bener dilahirkeun deui,
we can enjoy fellowship around the Son of God.
Urang kengingkan nikmatan riungan di sabudeureun Putra Allah.
And we need to lift Jesus up.
Dan urang perlu ngamulyakeun Yesus.
Keep our eyes on Him.
Terus melong ka mantenna.
And enjoy one another's fellowship.
Sareng nikmati riungan sareng sanesna.
There's another thing that I must talk about.
Aya hal nu sanes nu kedah ku abdi dicarioskeun.
It is one of the foundation stones of our Christian belief.
Nyata hiji hal batu-batu dasar kepercayaan Kristen urang.
The Bible teaches there is a literal heaven and a literal hell.
Kitab suci ngawulangkeun yen aya surga harafiah sareng neraka harafiah.
The Bible says those that reject Christ.
Kitab suci nyariaskeun yen aranjeuna anu nampik Kristus.
And those that refuse God's free gift of salvation.
Sareng aranjeuna anu nampik pamasihan kaslametan secara cuma-cuma ti
Allah. Will go to hell.
Bakal asup ka neraka.
Now according to Jesus.
Ayeuna numutkeun Yesus.
In Matthew 25.
Dina Matius 25.
He said hell was prepared for the devil and his angels.
Mantenna ngandika yeun neraka disayagikeun ka ngong iblis sareng malaikat-malaikatna.
It wasn't originally created for man.
Yeus salarasna diciptakeun sanes kanggo manusia.
People go there because they refuse God's way of salvation.
Jalmi-jalmi nu ka neraka margi aranjeuna nampik kana jalan kaslametan ti Allah.
And the scripture tells us that all that go there,
Tuhan Pangeran mesen terang ka urang yen sadayana mios kadinya,
will be without excuse.
Teu kenging aya alesan.
Hell is filled with people even as I speak right now.
Neraka dipinuhan ku jalmi-jalmi malah waktu abdi nyarios dina waktuna.
It is a place of fire and torment.
Ieu nya eta tempat panyiksaan upanas.
And there is no way out once a person goes there.
Terang nu teu aya jalan kaluar pisan nu araya di dinya.
But listen to me closely.
Tapi didangukeun deui sing sareget.
Hell is not the final destination of the damned.
Neraka teh tujuanna sanes akhir pikeun jalma nu dilaknat.
Turn with me to Revelation chapter 20.
Mangga sarengan urang ningali Wahyu pasal 20.
Revelation chapter 20 and we're going to read verses 10 through 15.
Wahyu pasal 20 mangga ayatna anu 10 sareng 15.
Revelation Chapter 20, verses 10 through 15.
Wahyu 20, ayat 10 dugi ka 15.
Says, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Hari iblis anu ngagodana digebruskeun kana lautan seuneu walirang. Didinya geus nyampak sato katut nabi palsuna, bareng disiksa beurang peuting salalanggengna.
Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
Tidinya simkuring ningali singgasana gede, warnana bodas sarta aya anu nyalikan, bumi jeung langit leungit musna keusirna.
And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
Beredeu jelema-jelema anu geus parae gede leutik keur narangtung di payungeun singgasana. Didinya kabeh kitabna dibuka. Aya deui hiji kitab, nyaeta kitab kahirupan. Nu geus parae teh diragragan hukuman satimpal jeung lampahna sakumaha nu geus dicatet dina kitab-kitab eta.
And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades, or hell, delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works.
Nu parae di laut, kitu deui nu parae liana harudang, tina paena terus diragragan hukuman anu satimpal.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Geus kitu paeh katut karajaanana digebruskeun kana lautan seuneu, ieu lautan seuneu ngaranna paeh kadua.
And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Nya kitu deui sakur anu ngaranna henteu dicatet dina kitab kahirupan kabeh digebruskeun kana eta lautan seuneu.
These are frightening verses.
Ieu mangrupa ayat-ayat pikasieuneun.
For the person that's not saved.
Kanggo jalma anu henteu diselametkeun.
These are events that will take place.
Nyaeta kajadian anu bakal tinekanan.
There will be a great white throne judgment.
Aya tahta bodas anu lega tempat ngahukum.
Where God will judge people.
Di mana Allah bari jadi hakimna pikeun jalma-jalma.
Those that have rejected Christ.
Aranjeuna anu parantos nampi Kristus.
This is not a judgment for Christians.
Hiasana siji pengadilan kang urang-urang Kristen.
It's the judgment for those that are without Christ.
Imanya eta pengadilan kang urang jeuna anu teu gaduh Kristus.
The Bible says that they will stand before God.
Kitab suci nyaroskeun yeun aran jeuna bakal nangtung di bayunan Allah.
Without excuse.
Sarta teu tiasa nganggo alesan.
And eventually be cast into the lake of fire.
Sareng akhirna digebruskeun ka jero lautan seuneu.
It says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire.
Dijarioskeun sakarat sareng neraka digebruskeun ka jero lautan seuneu.
In the United States, this is how our prison system works.
Panjara di Amerika nganggo cara kieu dina ngasrak.
If a person commits a crime and is found guilty, they go to jail.
Upami saurang ngalampahkeun kajahatan ka pangi, dikirim ka panjara.
There can be a series of times where they come before the court and stand before the judge.
Aya sarentetan waktu saranjeuna dikirim ka pangadilan sareng ngadeg di payun hakim.
When final sentence is passed, that person that has been in the jail may be sent to what we call the penitentiary.
Waktu hukuman diputuskeun jalma eta anu tos aya di panjara, dilebetkeun ka jero anu disebat bui.
Hell would be like that first jail.
Neraka nya eta saperti tempat panjara anu ngawitan.
It's a holding place.
Yeah, tempat sawatara.
Eventually, all those that are in hell will come and stand before God.
Ayeuna sadayana nu aya di neraka baris dipanggil sareng nangtung di payuneun Allah.
They will not have an excuse.
Aranjeuna teu bisa ngaluarkeun alesan.
They will be thrown into the lake of fire.
Aranjeuna bade digebruskeun ka lautan seuneu.
Bible calls that the second death.
Kitab suci nyebatkeun eta maut nu kadua.
There is no escape from there.
Gaya jalan kaluar ti tempat eta maut.
I heard a story one time I'd like to relate to you.
Abdi ngadangu hiji carios engke bakal dirugikeun ka sareng.
There was a young man that got in trouble several times with the law.
Aya hiji pamuda nu ngalaman kasulitan sababara kali dina masalah hukum.
And he got a young lawyer.
Anjeuna wano sareng saurang pengacara anu
mangga. The lawyer helped him get out of trouble several times.
Sareng pengacara bade nulungan kaluar tina kasulitan sababaraha kali.
But he never changed his lifestyle.
Tapi anjeuna teu kantos ngarubih cara hirupna.
He continued to live a lifestyle of sin.
Anjeuna terus hirup dina dosa.
Once again he was in court.
Kali deui anjeuna diadili.
And he looked up at the judge.
Sareng anjeuna nganggap ka hakim.
And he recognized the judge was the same man that had been his lawyer years before.
Anjeuna wanohna pada hakim teh pamaget nu sami nu parantos janten pengacara dina taun-taun nu kalangkung.
Man was no longer a lawyer, he was now a judge.
Eta pamaget tos henteu janten pengacara tapi ayeuna mah
janten. Please judge, you helped me before, can you help me again?
Anjeuna nyarios pa hakim, tulungan kapungkur abdi ditulungan, tiasa panulungan abdi.
The judge looked at him and said, "Son, I was your lawyer then."
Hakim teh ningalikeun jeuna sareng nyarios ujang kapungkur bapa pengacara ujang.
Today I'm your judge.
Ayeuna jadi hakim pikeun ujang.
If you're living a lifestyle of sin.
Pamisa derek masih neraskeun cara hirup anu pinuku dosa.
Jesus Christ can help you.
Yesus Kristus tiasa nulungan saderek.
If you'll turn your life over to him.
Pamisa derek balik deui ka anjeuna.
He will change it.
Manten anu bakal ngarobahna.
But if you continue on in that same lifestyle.
Tapi pamisa derek terus ngajalankeun cara hirup nu saperos kapungkur.
Jesus Christ who today can be your advocate.
Yesus Kristus nu anjeuna janten upacara saderek.
One day will be your judge.
Hiji waktos mah bakal janten hakim saderek.
There's no escaping that judgment.
Gaya jalan keluar tina penghakiman tadi.
On the positive side of this.
Ditinggali secara positif.
Heaven awaits those that have received Jesus.
Surga tos ngantosan aranjeun nu parantos nampi Yesus.
Heaven is also filled with people even as I speak.
Surga oge dipinuhan ku jalmi-jalmi dina waktos abdi nyarios.
I have relatives that are there today.
Abdi ngagaduhan kenalan nu aya di dinteu.
I have friends that are there today.
Abdi ngagaduhan sobat-sobat.
And I look forward to meeting them again.
Abdi ngantosan waktos sapenak deui.
Ephesians 3:15 tells us
Efesus 3 ayat 15 nyarios
that part of the family of God is in heaven.
Yang sebagian keluarga Allah aya di surga.
Those are those that have died knowing Jesus.
Nyaeta nu aranjeun nu maraot saparantos panoh ka Yesus.
We're sad when a friend dies.
Kurang sedih upami rarancangan maut.
But if they knew Jesus, we don't need to be sad for them.
Tapi upami anjeunna manuh ka Yesus, urang teu kedah sedih.
Only sad for our loss.
Mung sedih kumargi urang ngaraos leungiteun.
They have gained.
Aranjeunna parantos bagja.
The Bible says to depart and to be with Christ.
Alkitab nyaroskeun maut sasarengan sareng Kristus.
Is far better.
Eta saya pisan.
Bible says to live is Christ.
Alkitab nyarioskeun hirup teh nya eta Kristus.
To die is gain.
Maut hiji kauntungan.
If you knew someone that had the opportunity to go to a beautiful tropical island.
Upami sadaya kuano sareng anu ngagaduhan kangumios ka pulau tropis nu endah.
Or some other beautiful spot on the earth.
Hatanepi tempat sanes nu endah di jagat raya.
And they got to go for a long time.
Aranjeun mios kanggo waktu sanulami.
And they would just relax.
Aranjeun bade lalason.
Feel the cool breezes on their face.
Ngaraskeun angin ngaliwir anu kararayna.
Have all of the nice food they wanted to eat.
Aya tuangan nu raos anu tiasa dituang.
Have a nice cool drink in their hand.
Nyepengleuteun nu seger.
Feel the warm sun above them.
Ngaraskeun aneutna panonpoe nu nyorot.
They were relaxing and had no worries.
Aranjeun salse teu aya pikahari baeungeunna naon.
You wouldn't cry for them.
Kaderek moal anjeun cirikan aranjeun.
Oh, they've gone away.
Aranjeun tos mios.
They're having a good time.
Aranjeun anu jung ngaraoskeun nyenengkeun.
Let me tell you something.
Abdi masihan terang hijau.
Heaven is far better than that.
Surga langkung sae.
It's better than the nicest place on earth.
Eta langkung sae ti manan tempat anu pangsaena.
Its joys are indescribable.
Sukabungana teu tiasa digambarkeun.
And it awaits those that have accepted Jesus.
Surga ngantosan aranjeun nu parantos nampi Yesus.
I'm going to heaven one day.
Abdi oge baris mios ka surga.
So will you if you know Jesus.
Kiri oge saderek upami wanu ka Yesus.
We also believe in what we call the blessed hope.
Urang oge pertantenan anu disebut ku urang pangarepan nu pinuku bagja.
That is the return of Jesus to gather all of his saints into heaven.
Ieu teh waktosna Yesus sumping deui kanggo ngempeulkeun sada jalmi kudus ka agungan lebet surga.
Has been called by many the rapture of the church.
Jalmi seueur nyebatna pangangkatan gereja.
In Titus 2:13 it's called the blessed hope.
Dina Titus 2 ayat 13 ieu disebut pangarepan nu bagja.
I'd like you to turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Abdi atos aderek sasarengan abdi ngaos hiji Tesalonika pasal 4.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 and 17.
Hiji Tesalonika pasal 4 ayat 16 dugi ka 17.
It talks about this blessed event.
Ieu nyareskeun perkawis kasumpingan pangeran.
Says for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. With the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
Di mana geus aya tangara, malaikat kepala baris sumlukan deruan sangkakala Allah ditiup, didinya Gusti ku anjeun lumungsur ti sawarga, anu maraot ti jero iman ka Kristus baris harudang.
Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord.
Ari nu harita hareureup keneh, kabeh dikumpulkeun jeung ka harudang. Terus diangkat kana mega di awang-awang, dideuseukeun ka Gusti tidinya urang kabeh baris ngancik di Gusti salalanggengna.
Friend, this is an event that all Christians look forward to.
Tobat, nya ieu hiji kajadian nu diantos ku urang sadaya.
Jesus Christ will return.
Yesus Kristus bade sumping deui.
And he will catch up all of the Christians to meet him in the clouds.
Mantenna bade mapageun sadaya jalmi Kristen kanggo papendak sareng mantenna di mega.
And take us to heaven with him.
Sareng nyandak urang ka surga sareng mantenna.
Look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Mangga urang tingali sasarengan dina 1 Korintus 15.
Verses 51 and 52.
Ayat 51 dugi ka 52.
These verses talk about this same event.
Ayat ieu nyarioskeun perkawis nu sami.
We're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52.
Urang bade ngaos 1 Korintus pasal 15, ayat 51-52.
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Sim kuring arek muka rahasia, urang teh, moal kabeh maot, tapi dina wanci sanggakala ditiup panganggeusan, urang kabeh baris robah.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Dirobah sajero sakedet netra, eta sangkakala teh bakal ditiup sarta harita kene nu parae bakal dihirupkeun deui, dibebaskeun salalenggengna tina ajal pati sarta urang dirobah.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
Margi nu tiasa ajal pati ieu kedah nganggo anu teu tiasa ajal pati, sareng anu tiasa maot ieu kedah nganggo anu teu tiasa maot.
When that trumpet sounds,
waktosna pirih ditiup,
I will be changed in the twinkling of an eye.
Abdi bade dirobi dina sakedetna tara.
All over the world, Christians will be changed.
Di sakulia dunya urang-urang Kristen bade dirobi.
We will rise to meet the Lord in the air.
Urang baris gugah papenak sareng pangeran di awang-awang.
These physical bodies will be different.
Sareng badan jasmani urang bakal benten.
They'll be made like unto his physical body.
Aranjeun bakal sami sapertos badan jasmani mantenna.
That he had after his resurrection.
Nu kagungan anjeunna sapertos gugah deui.
A body that's not subject to sickness and disease.
Hiji badan anu moal ngalaman berwit.
Body that's not subject to tiredness and fatigue.
Hiji badan anu moal ngaraos capek sareng leuleus.
Jesus is coming for his church.
Yesus nuju sumping kanggo gereja.
There's another event that I want to mention to you.
Aya kajantenan nu sanes nu ku abdi bade diwartos.
It is the return of Jesus Christ to this earth.
Nyata perkawis kasumpingan deui Yesus Kristus ka dunya ieu.
When the church is caught up, we meet the Lord in the air.
Waktos gereja dipapageun, urang papenak sang pangeran di awang-awang.
But one day Jesus will come back to this earth.
Namun hiji dinten Yesus bade sumping deui ka dunya.
Called his second advent.
Disebatna kasumpingan nu kadua kali.
And he will reign on the earth for 1,000 years.
Sareng mantenna bakal marenta di dunya salami 1,000 taun.
Look with me in Revelation chapter 19, please.
Mangga urang ningali sasarengan dina Wahyu pasal 18.
Revelation chapter 19 verses 11 through 16.
Wahyu 18 ayat 11 dugi ka 16.
It says, now I saw heaven opened and behold a white horse. And he who sat on him is called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war.
Geus kitu sing kuring ningal sawarga muka, trojol hiji kuda bodas ditunggangan kunu jenenganna satuhu saestu, anu adil dina tarung tur adil dina ngahukum.
His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself.
Sotana moncorong lir sinuhurung, mastakana nganggo makuta rea pisan. Dina mastakana aya tulisan hiji jenengan tayan wawuh lian ti anjeunna.
He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
Pangongonna beunang nyelep ku getih, jelaranana dawuhan Allah.
The armies in heaven clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses.
Aranjeunna diiring ku sadaya bala sawarga tarumpak kuda bodas, papakeanana linen bodas ngeplak.
Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God.
Tina bahamna bijil pedang seukeut, pikeun nyabetan sakabeh jalma anu teu baroga Allah, anu karitu baris dikeprik ku iteuk besi, digiring digebruskeun kana pameresan, nyaeta bebenduna Allah anu murba wisesa.
He has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Dina jubah ajeung pingpingna aya gelaran anu rajaning sagala raja, gustining sagabeh gusti.
This is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tapi ieu teh sanes nu sejen, tapi Gusti Yesus Kristus.
His name is called the Word of God.
Jenenganna disebat dawuhan Gusti.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Mantenna raja sagala raja sareng pangeran ti sada pangeran.
Says he will come from heaven with his armies.
Disaurkeun yen mantenna baris tun ti surga sareng pasukan.
The army is described as those clothed in white linen.
Pasukanna digambarkeun anu nganggo lenen bodas.
They're following him.
Aranjeunna nuju ngiring mantenna.
That army are the believers.
Pasukanna nyaeta jalmi-jalmi percanten.
They have been caught up with the Lord and have been with him in heaven.
Nu dipapageun ku Gusti Yesus sareng anu parantos aya sasarengan di surga.
We will come back to this earth with him.
Urang bakal muli deui ka bumi sareng mantenna.
Look in Revelation chapter 20 verses 1 through 4.
Tingali dina Wahyu pasal 20 ayat 1 dugi ka 4.
Revelation chapter 20 verses 1 through 4.
Wahyu 20, hiji dugi ka 4.
Says, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of a bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand.
Predeui aya hiji malaikat kaluar ti sawarga, mawa kunci guha anu jero, jeung ngajingjing rantai gede.
He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
Geus kitu newak naga si orai kahot, anu sanyana mah iblis atawa setan dirantai pikeun 1,000 taunan.
And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while.
Naga digebruskin karena jero guha, sarta lawang guhana dikunci terus disegel, sangkan eta naga teu bisa nyasabkeun ka manusia sajero jaman 1,000 tahun. Mun geus tutup jaman eta, naga dikaluarkeun deui sakeudeung.
And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
Predeui sim kuring ningal tahta katutunyalekanana aranjeunna dipaparin hak ngaragragkeun hukum lian ti eta sim kuring ningal nyawa jalma-jalma anu diteuk-teuk beungna dumeh tigin ka Kristus ka amanat panganika Allah aremung nyembah ka sato jeung arcana narima cap dina tarang jeung arcana arembung narima cap dina tarang jeung leungeuna maranehanna hari
rupa. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
Tapi jalmi-jalmi anu maraot nu sanesna henteu garugah sateuacan akhir masa anu 1,000 tahun, ieu disebutna kabangkitan munggaran.
Jesus will rule on this earth for 1,000 years.
Yesus bade marentah di dunia salami 1,000 tahun.
He will set up his government over the nation.
Mantenna baris ngatur pamarentahna di sagala bangsa.
At the end of this 1,000 years, there will be a resurrection of the dead.
Dina akhirna masa 1,000 tahun ieu baris aya kabangkitan jalmi maut.
If we have time to study here,
kami urang gaduh waktos kanggo diajarna.
We will find that that is where the dead are raised out from hell and they are set before that great white throne judgment of God.
Urang bakal terang. Waktos jalmi maut digugahkeun ti neraka sareng baris dihadepkeun kana hukuman Allah.
They will stand before God and then be thrown into the lake of fire with the devil and his angels.
Naradeg di payuneun Allah teras digebruskeun ka jero lautan seuneu babarengan jeung iblis sareng malaikatna.
And there is one final event that takes place.
Nyaeuh kajantenan nu pamungkas anu bakal tinekanan.
God makes a new heaven and a new earth after this.
Allah bade ngadamel langit sareng dunya nu anyar.
In Revelation chapter 21 it talks about it.
Dina Wahyu 21 dijelaskeun perkawis ieu.
They're marvelous verses.
Eta ayat-ayat nu ngajelaskeun.
It describes a beautiful city coming down out of heaven.
Ieu ngajelaskeun perkawis hiji kota anu diturunkeun ti sorga.
Says God himself will dwell with his people.
Disabdakeun ku Allah nyarira baris sasarengan sareng umatna.
Says they don't need the light of the sun.
Aranjeunna teu periogi sinar panon poe.
Or the light of the moon.
Atampi sinar bulan.
Jesus Christ is the light thereof.
Yesus Kristus nyaeta caangna.
And nothing that's unclean will enter that heavenly city.
Daya nu najis nu bade lumebet kota surgawi.
But only those.
Tapi mung aranjeuna.
Whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Anu jenenganna nu ditulis dina kitab kehirupan anak domba.
I encourage you to read about it.
Abdi ngadukung saderek kanggo ngaos perkawis eta.
Is your name written in that book?
Nah, jenengan saderek aya ditulis dina kitab eta.
That's the only way you'll get into the heavenly city.
Ieu hiji-hijina cara kanggo lebet ka kota surgawi.
That's the only. The only way you'll be a part of the new heavens and the new earth that God created.
Isara di mana saderek janten bagian langit sareng dunya nu enggal nu ku Allah diciptakeun.
Jesus is the only way to the Father.
Yesus mun hiji-hijina jalan anu tiasa dugi ka Bapa.
Open your heart to him.
Bukakeun mana saderek kumantenna.
And you can experience all of these good things.
Sareng saderek tiasa ngalaman sagala hal anu sae.
The only pathway.
Hiji-hijina jalan.
Aside from Jesus.
Selain Yesus.
Leads to eternal separation from God.
Mimpin kana papisahan langgeng ti Allah.
There's a choice before every human being.
Aya hiji pilihan kanggo unggal jalmi.
God loves you.
Allah miasih saderek.
He sent his son Jesus to die for you.
Mantenang ngintunkeun putrana Yesus supaya maut kanggo saderek.
Open your heart.
Buka hati saderek.
Confess him as your Lord.
Anggap mantenang salahku pangeran.
And you will be saved.
Sareng saderek pasti diselamatkeun.
God bless you.
Pangeran ngaberkahan saderek.